It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, as a woman living among thousands of advertisements of what your body should look like, and we know our teenage girls have had this problem for a while, can that do more to damage your self-esteem? Are we supposed to all be a size zero? Are we supposed to all have a certain bust size and certain hip size? You know, it's really tough to try and keep up with the way that we are supposed to look. And is it damaging our health to do that? My guest is health writer and body image expert, Leslie Goldman. Welcome to the show, Leslie. Perception versus reality. We see it in the media. We see it in the advertisements. Are those women what we are supposed to look like? Are we even supposed to try and emulate what they look like?
Hi, thanks for having me. You know, the pictures that we see, the pictures that we're bombarded with, really, we are made to feel like, yes, we have to attain that body, we have to attain that hair, that skin. But I think that even though women understand that airbrushing and Photoshop takes place, and on some level they know that all the images we see are altered, I don't think that women really understand the intensity with which pictures are altered and just how different the finished product that we see when we open up a catalog, for example, how different that picture is from the reality of that model. And so if that model isn't even good enough according to the company's standards, then, you know, what does that say for the rest of us?
So, you know, and that's the thing. Was all these standardized, and we know they're airbrushed and all this other stuff, was this really started by the fashion industry and the cosmetic industry? And, you know, does Ralph Lauren have really more power over our stress and mental health than we might even realize, Leslie? So what are we supposed to do about that?
Absolutely. I don't think, I don't know exactly how deliberate the choice was, but I think there's something to be said for women feeling badly about themselves and having poor self-esteem in terms of driving up the sales of different, you know, products and helping certain industries thrive. You know, a weight loss industry is not going to make money unless women are feeling badly about the way they look and want to buy these certain products or subscribe to certain diet plans or purchase certain diet foods, things like that. Just like, you know, plastic surgeons who focus solely on, you know, aesthetic procedures aren't going to be in business unless women and men, to some extent, feel badly about the way that they look and like they aren't measuring up to par and then, you know, need to go and use their services to make some changes.
Okay, so, you know, we're trying not to let it get to us. We're trying not to let it ruin our own self-esteem. Every woman is built differently. Coming to terms with that, but wanting to still take care of our health, Leslie. So How do we walk that fine line of saying, you know what, I am a little bit too heavy, or my BMI is just a little bit too high, or I really need to concentrate on my cholesterol because I can see that I'm pear-shaped and that's more dangerous to my heart disease. You know, all of those things, while not overdoing it and not even letting our young girls hear us say, geez, I look so fat in this.
Sure. And I mean, you know, of course, that's a great goal and has many positive repercussions. If you do, you know, if you have spoken with your physician and you realize, you know, I am a little bit overweight and I do need to get healthy to improve my blood pressure, improve my, you know, my different numbers. But what I'm talking more about is this pressure that women feel to look a certain way, to alter their bodies through exercise, dieting, surgery, just to measure up to these pictures that we see everywhere we look that aren't even real. So, you know, in terms of when it comes to that, I think that it's important that women remember, just like you said, we are not one size fits all. There are beautiful, gorgeous shapes and sizes, and beauty comes in all different numbers. I think that if there are certain pieces of media that are in your home that make you feel badly about yourself, certain television shows, certain magazines, certain lingerie catalogs, if they come into your home and they make you feel badly about yourself, I think it's important that women realize that we have the power to eliminate those factors. We can call the catalog company and say, I unsubscribe, please stop sending it to me. We can subscribe only to magazines that feature, you know, positive images of women and images that make us feel good about ourselves. We have the power to turn the television channel and change it from a channel that maybe, you know, features women depicted in a certain light that makes us feel badly about ourselves. We do have the power to make different changes.
Developing that power, Leslie, developing that positive attitude so that it helps with our emotional health. I think of someone like Queen Latifah, who's absolutely gorgeous and seems comfortable in her own skin, no matter what her size. I mean, certainly trying to lose weight and whatever, but developing that positive attitude, getting rid of those negative kind of input that we've got around us is great advice. What else can we do to get that positive attitude and be more self-accepting?
Well, I think one good tip is if you notice yourself thinking something, you know, if you notice a harsh thought coming into your mind about your body or your looks, ask yourself, would I say this about another person that I love? Would I ever say to my mother, wow, you really should not be wearing that bathing suit? Would I ever say to my grandmother, I can't believe you ate that piece of pizza, you're disgusting? Would you ever say to your best friend, you really need to go to the gym and work out, you ate way too much this weekend? We would never say those things to the people that we care about. So why would we treat ourselves with such a lack of compassion? So that actually has helped. It's helped me in certain instances. If you find yourself beating yourself up about a decision that you made for, you know, eating something or working out, or if you're just having a bad body image day, ask yourself, would I say this to someone I love? And if you wouldn't, then don't say it to yourself.
Ooh, great advice. Absolutely. And of course, sometimes you would say that to one of your friends. Hey, you ate a lot this weekend. Get yourself to the gym. But okay, you know, that notwithstanding, give us another great piece of advice for getting that, you know, emotional health to changing over so that we are a self-accepting, loving ourselves. What about affirmations?
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of in the same vein of affirmations, I was going to suggest thinking about and even listing. It can be very powerful even to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and list 3, 4, 5, even just one, you know, cool accomplishments of the week, of the day, something you did that's noteworthy. Maybe you got a promotion, or maybe even just your boss highlighted something that you did at work successfully. Maybe you, it could be something as, you know, seemingly insignificant as you held the door open for a little old lady and helped her into the store. Maybe you know, gave a homeless person your leftovers. Just write down things that you did that week that you're proud of, and if you start to take a look at the things that make you proud, you'll realize that very few of them have anything to do with how you look. They have to do with the kind of person you are, with your values, with how you treat those around you, and, you know, the things that you write down are not going to be, I fit into a size 4 pair of jeans.
Great advice. And where can people find out more about you, Leslie?
You can visit my website, lesliegoldmanwrites.com.
And the book is Locker Room Diaries. And, you know, really, ladies, when you're thinking about what you see in the media and all the things around you, you have to develop that positive attitude for your own physical and emotional health, because, you know, emotional stressors, even our negative self-talk, can affect your body physically and physiologically. So it's something that we all have to learn. Self-acceptance. Don't look in the mirror and say how gross you are, because you would not say that probably to one of your best friends or to your mother. So Look in the mirror. Give yourself those affirmations. Do what you need to do to be healthy, but don't necessarily do it just because you think you're supposed to. And that's really the most important advice. Love the body that you're in, because we're all different sizes. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.